From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Joe Palca. Coming up, how Americans can help the victims of the Asian tsunami. But first, the view from the ground. The number of dead from Sunday's tsunami has risen to a staggering 44,000 people. 11 countries that ring the Indian Ocean are struggling to cope with the disaster. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Jakarta, Indonesia, one of the hardest hit countries. Michael, what can you tell us about the extent of the damage in Indonesia?
Well, the Indonesian province of Aceh was definitely the hardest hit by this thing. It was the closest place to the epicenter of this quake, and it suffered not only from the effects of the quake, but of course the waves that followed. And the devastation there is just tremendous. I mean, in the capital, Banda Aceh alone, Indonesian officials are saying that more than 3,000 people are dead. And they suspect that there are far, far more people dead in more isolated villages and towns that they simply can't get to at the moment. The vice president of the country, Yusuf Kalla, says that he expects the death toll in Indonesia to climb to at least 25,000 people, if not more.
Michael, what are the primary needs for relief providers at this point? Do they have the equipment they need, or is it a question of getting to where the people are? Is it a question of getting food and supplies there, or what's hampering relief efforts at this point?
I think it's all of those things. I mean, in Aceh right now, you have the problem of the earthquake struck, so you have some of the airports there. They're not operating right now. Some bridges are down. So you can't get supplies to the region, even if you had those supplies to bring. Relief supplies are starting to trickle in, but it's going to be an enormous task there. You know, then we're in day three right now, so you're worrying about the threat of disease. I mean, there's a lot of dead people who are there, and the water supplies are in definite danger of becoming contaminated pretty soon. So people need medicine, they need food, they need clean water, and they need it all fairly quickly.
Michael, you mentioned that Aceh was one of the provinces that was hardest hit, and there's also been political unrest in Aceh, and there were a lot of Indonesian troops up there. Is the military presence going to help the relief effort, or is the unrest going to hinder it?
Well, I think the presence of all those troops in Aceh is actually going to help this time around, because those troops have been drafted to help with the relief effort, and the military, the Indonesian military, and the GOM rebels in Aceh right now have agreed to a temporary ceasefire so that these relief efforts can actually proceed. So I think that's a good scene.
Is anybody estimating how long it will be before, you know, the situation is brought into some sort of stability? Because I imagine things are pretty much in flux and will be for some time.
Yeah, people aren't talking about days here. They're talking about weeks, if not months. I think we're talking about a very, very, very big problem here, and it's one that's going to take a lot of time to deal with. It's going to take a lot of money to deal with. The UN is estimating it's going to cost several billion dollars to deal with it, and I think that's just scratching the surface at this point.
NPR's Michael Sullivan speaking with us from Jakarta, Indonesia. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome, Joe.